This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're in the back seat here on Joy 94.9. It's 19 minutes to 6. And tonight on ABC, on the ABC on Four Corners, Fiona, we have got quite a it's a show that you don't want to miss. It's hosted, well, it's the reporter tonight, Caro Meldrum Hannah, has been talking to transgender people who have turned to sex work. Now, here's an example. Now, born in Greece, Nora was neglected and routinely beaten as a child. In Australia, every single day is a struggle for Nora. On the poverty line, dealing with mental and physical illness, Nora turned to street prostitution in order to make ends meet and feed her drug addiction. And here's an example. She talks to reporter Caro Meldrum Hannah about her work.
What sort of clients do you get at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m?
People, security from the airport, people that work at the airport, people that work in hotels, restaurant. They finish 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. They're working all night. I want to come over and have a quick sec so I can go, they can go to sleep and go to work again in the night, you know. And I can't find nothing. Nothing. They find me.
Caro, welcome to Joy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, tonight's show on Four Corners, how did you get to this particular place in your reporter journey?
Yeah, look, it actually all started. I was at a party one night in Sydney, and there were lots of people there, and I met a group of transgender women, and we just really hit it off and were having a great conversation, and we were learning about each other's lives and just very normal conversations. And they then just started discussing more private things about their lives and said that, you know, we actually do sex work on the side to survive, because it's so hard to be themselves and hold down a job, they found. And this was in Sydney. And this really got me thinking, because, you know, at the moment there is this massive energy around the transgender movement at the moment. You know, Caitlyn Jenner over in the US, stars such as her, formerly Bruce Jenner, you know, big Olympic athlete, picture of masculinity. You've got Laverne Cox on Orange is the New Black, and there's a conversation that's starting. And, you know, it was put to me that, you know, in Australia, transgender rights are what gay and lesbian rights were 30 years ago. There's still a long way to go. And that's when I thought, okay, then, let's test that. Let's have a look at what I find and whether sex work is a fallback option and why. Why is it? So I sort of embarked on this with a really open mind and an open heart, and what we've ended up with is a really beautiful program that's pretty different for a Four Corners, because we're quite a serious show. You know, we're all about the investigation, and it's usually pretty gritty and complex, but this is very much of the heart. And the people that are in this program, I tell you, they are just so brave. It's, you know, I hope everyone's cheering for them when they watch tonight.
One of the people you do talk to is Daniela. Now, she was raised in the Philippines, and she began transitioning when she was 16. We'll hear from Daniela. We'll have a quick chat about, you know, what her story was like for you.
Now I came to realize I'm not in the wrong body. This is my own body. God gave me this body. Whoever creates us, if it's God or, you know, whoever, this is the body that was designed for me, and I have come to love it, and I have come to appreciate it.
What did you learn about Daniela and her story when you were investigating this for Four Corners?
Daniela's a remarkable woman, and look, all of the women in this program have overcome unique challenges to get where they are today and just to keep getting up every day and being themselves. Daniela, as I said, was born in the Philippines. She was born into extreme poverty. She didn't have the chances that most of us get, but she was determined to be herself. And, you know, she speaks in the program how their family was so poor that they'd often go to school with no food at all. A glass of warm water with a bit of sugar in it would be their food for the day. That would be their energy. And remarkably, she's made it to Australia. She's stylish, beautiful, very funny, exotic. You know, she's absolute head-turner. And she found herself now, she has found herself as an escort, a high-class escort. And she conducts her work absolutely professionally, but it's not something she wants to do. It wasn't her first choice. It wasn't something that she particularly sought out. But it got to the point where she needed to pay the bills and she needed to pay the rent. And like all the women in our program, their friends, transgender too, said, hey, look, this is what I did to tide me over then, or this is what I'm doing at the moment to tide me over. Have a go at it. It'll get you out of Dodge. So, and that's what they have done. And there is nothing dirty or smutty or distasteful about what they do. They are very professional in the way they conduct themselves. I've been with them when they're negotiating with clients, and it's like watching my friend operating her small business, scheduling in appointments, or, you know, a colleague in the office here. But also the other thing is that why is it that this is an option? Why is it that this is a fallback option? You know, well, the stats don't lie here. The rate of unemployment for transgender people is estimated to be double that of the general population.
Wow.
And the statistics when it comes to violence, verbal abuse, social exclusion, assault, sexual assault, are also absolutely disproportionate. They're far higher than other communities. So why are we at this point in Australia? And certainly we deserve better. So the very brave people in this program say, you know, I'm not just doing this for myself. I'm not just opening my life up to benefit myself. I'm doing it for the generations that have come before me, where it was even harder, and the generations that are going to come after, that hopefully this really bumpy road can just get a bit smoother in time.
I have a friend that works at Gatehouse in St Kilda here in Melbourne, and they work alongside a lot of sex workers down there. And look, a lot of the stories that come out of that work is that there's great risk of abuse and violence, even from people in the local community. Is that a greater risk for transgender sex workers, or is it about the same?
Look, that's a really good question, and you know, the problems here too with the transgender community is that this community is so grossly underestimated and not numbered. I mean, transgender people aren't even included in our census. It's just male and female. We don't even know the population of our transgender community. Transgender people aren't included in the National Health Survey. So it's really hard to get a strong grasp of that. All we know is that a 2013 Beyond Blue report has certainly put those levels of violence and harassment and discrimination right up the top for the transgender community. Tonight you will meet a woman who has recently experienced a very violent episode at the hands of a male client while she was interstate on a trip, who robbed her and bashed her in the hotel room and left her naked on the floor in there and took her earnings for the day. And she recalls this terrifying moment because nobody really knew where she was. She was there by herself. And as much as they try to, they do everything to stay safe. They're very smart, capable women. But, you know, sometimes vetting a client just isn't enough. Sometimes you don't know what to expect when someone enters the door.
It's we could chat. I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated, and sometimes it's all for the wrong. Like you don't hear about. You hear about sex workers, and you hear about transgender people more so as we go, but you never hear about the two of them together.
And this is the other thing to really take away the stigma here with what they're doing is that. These women are, not only are they very professional, as I keep reiterating, but that their services are in demand. It's a very interesting also insight into the sexual appetites of Australia too. Their clients are predominantly heterosexual men. They are young professionals, businessmen, married men, athletes. who are coming
in some way, yeah,
absolutely, who are coming to see them. And one of the women in the program, Daniela, she says, you know, contrary to this, the opinion out there, a man who comes to see us, he is not gay. He is a straight man, but he wants a woman with extra. And it's, look, it's a, for some people that's a big thing to get their head around, but this is a very real sexual interest and activity in this country. And the other side of that is, which is the sad side and which shows that we have so far to go in Australia, is that, you know, another girl, she speaks about, you know, what she wants in life, and she says, I just want to be able to go to the movies, she said to me. I want to go to the mall, I want to go to the beach, and I just want to hold a guy's hand in public.
Oh.
I know, and that really stopped me in my tracks, because these are the smallest things that we take for granted, most of us, and they don't have that, and that really moved me.
Cara, it sounds like an amazing show, and it's showing tonight.
Four Corners this week, The Escorts, The Hidden World of Transgender Sex Workers, airs tonight at 8:30pm on ABC, and of course can be found online on iView and repeated later as well. Caro, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to the show tonight.
Indeed.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.